Aloha and welcome. Well, I think you'll find this next half-hour show very special, educational, informative, and it could actually be life-changing. In the studio, I have Dr. Kevin Naramore, a behavioral scientist and an EMF safety consultant from Pasadena. He's here to talk about Project Uplift and how we can create healthier, less stressful home, office, and retail spaces and hotel rooms, folks. Kevin applies the principles of building biology, electromagnetic safety to improve lives. If your home has Wi-Fi router, whose home doesn't? A baby monitor, a cordless phone, a laptop, cell phone, tablet, a smart meter, or wireless thermostat, or security system, or if your bedroom has standard plastic electrical wiring in the walls, or if you live close to a cell tower or right next to a high voltage electrical transmission lines, then you really are going to want to stay tuned to hear what he has to say. Do you have compact fluorescent bulbs, dimmer switches, or use solar power? Well, these generate electromagnetic fields, says Dr. Naramore, and that absolutely must be recognized, identified, measured, and managed in order to make your home healthier and to improve sleep quality, also to reduce stress. Kevin, your work and institute educate people about reducing electro smog and creating restful spaces. Can you first say what EMF is? First of all, welcome. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you, Cindy. It's my pleasure. EMF stands for electromagnetic fields. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just part of life, physics. And the sun creates energy and ions reach their way to the planet Earth. And we have magnetic fields on either pole, and it's just a part of physics. But when we have anything electronic or electrical in our houses, we actually interrupt that natural balance that's part of the design of the corrupted electricity is only part of the story. Building biology also has looked at the effect of microwave radiation. Now, if we had a microwave oven and we took it apart, we'd find a tube called a magnetron, and it basically cooks your food at 2.4 gigahertz frequency. So it's using a transmission of a frequency to cook your food. Well, Wi-Fi, which we all have in our homes, also operates at 2.4 gigahertz. And what we don't realize is when you leave your Wi-Fi on or have it too close to you in your office, you're microwaving yourself like a microwave oven, but just on a lower power. And scientific studies on this topic, which I've read a lot of, started in 1932 with a German medical doctor who noticed that people in his town who lived near a certain radio frequency tower were not sleeping well, were fatigued, didn't feel good. And so the very first medical journal article on this was in 1932 by an internal medical doctor in the German Medical Weekly. Well, since that time, the Russians became very interested in this tech, learning about, you know, the health effects. And they did thousands of studies way ahead of the West. And it wasn't until 1971 where the United States Naval Medical Research Center tasked a young Lieutenant Glazer to go over there and find out what the Russian system of universities have learned about the biological effects of radio frequency microwave radiation. And he came back with a couple thousand abstracts of what the Soviets had learned. And he found neuropsychiatric effects like fatigue and tiredness, found issues with reproductive effects. And so this got the Navy interested in it. The Air Force did a study. The Army did a study. NASA did a study. And there was a lot of research in the 70s looking at the harmful effects of it.
Well, I guess there must have been a lot of studies about cell phones, which a lot of people have questions. But before we go further, I just want to say, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Dr. Kevin Naramore, and he's a behavioral scientist, and he has an institute in Los Angeles, and he's here for a week. And you can reach out to him, by the way. His number is 949-874-8000, 949-874-8000, and he is available for appointments this week if you want to find out more about this. I think it's a fascinating subject and something we've all had questions about. And by the way, the info is Kevin at Naramore Institute.org. That's Kevin at N-A-R-R amoreinstitute.org. Kevin Naramore with two R's. And I know there was, when computers first came out, we were all going, gosh, you don't want to be in front of a computer screen that isn't protected for too long. Of course, that's gone out the window because we're all in front of computer screens now for what? At least 4 or 5 hours a day, sometimes many more hours. And then cell phones, there's been many questions about how harmful cell phones are. The thing that is interesting to me is if a cell phone rings and I'm around a broadcast facility or something, I can hear the energy frequency from sometimes a foot or two away if I'm doing a live remote or something when a cell phone goes off.
Interesting.
And when we drive under electrical power waves, I know on the way to there are some bad the ones that do the filtering, I forget the little power things that are the station power ones.
Transformers.
Yeah, there's some bad transformers in Lahaina. Mm. And when people drive under those bad transformers, they can't even listen to our radio stations. They don't know that it goes fuzzy because those transformers about, 25 feet up are actually doing that. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things we use most, like our computer screen, our cell phones are all the time around us.
Yes, Cindy, the newer computer screens don't have as many of the magnetic fields as the older ones did, although the quality of light is not good. And, light is just another frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And when those types of screens pulse several thousand times a second, it makes you tired. You mentioned cell phones. Right now, the U.S. government has the National Toxicology Program study, $25 million cell phone study, and they found two types of cancers in rats are linked to cell phones, and also DNA damage. And so they haven't completed the study, but the scientists thought it was so vitally important to warn the public that they've come out with some pre-announcement saying that they're concerned. And it's interesting because it kind of follows up on an Air Force study done, I think, about 25 years ago that found something similar. This industry, the wireless telecom industry, has brought convenience to our lives and a lot of wonderful things, but they have a very powerful lobby, $300 billion lobby, and they have paid a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican. I'm equal opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
But our former president, during this election, was given a gift, quotation mark in my fingers, of $700,000 for his campaign by the lobbyists, the head lobbyist of that industry. And after he became president, he appointed the head lobbyist of that industry to be the head of the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
And Harvard University has a great paper on this, the Safra Center for Ethics at Harvard. It's called Captured Agency. In other words, the industry has captured the regulator that's supposed to look after our health and safety. And the interesting thing is the FCC is not famous for having scientists on their staff. I mean, the Center for Disease Control, NIOSHA, those are other agencies who have looked at this issue, and they're a lot more concerned about our health than the FCC is, but they don't have the power to set, the exposure requirement. So 10 million microwatts per square meter is the safety limit in the U.S., and there are so many other countries that have, hundreds of times lower. And if you go to most of the European countries, if you go to, Austria and Soviet Union and Germany and some other places, you're going to find a much safer, more sane approach. A lot of the studies that look at cell phone on health have been very short-term studies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a long-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a heavy user, you really need to have something that puts some distance between you and the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought with me something my wife uses all the time. This is a handset
mm-hmm.
that you plug into your phone, and it gives you about 5 feet of
distance. It's a handset you plug into your cell phone?
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
And you can actually talk through the handset like you would have it through a speakerphone, but it would be actually the handset picking it up.
Yeah.
And you can hold that away from your head, and it can be heard well.
Distance is your friend.
Wow, and, good to know.
So
you would suggest not putting the cell phone to your head. I happen to know that if I have the cell phone to my head more than 5 or 6 minutes, I feel the warmth coming from the phone.
Oh, absolutely. And there's pictures that can show that warmth. So this cellular microwave radiation. These are very fast wavelengths that are about the size of golf balls that are invisible. And there's been a number of epidemiological studies that show that if you live within 1,200 feet of a cell tower, your risk for cancer triples or quadruples. And it's hard to do that research now because everywhere in the world has it. But back in the day, when they did before and after, studies in Germany, France, Italy, Japan, very interesting study in an apartment building in Japan where they looked at the health complaints of the inhabitants of that building. And when they removed the cell tower, they surveyed them again and they found out that everyone felt better and a lot of these health issues were reduced. So if you have a Wi-Fi in your house, that is also a cellular device. If you have a digital cordless phone, a DECT phone, maybe like me, I went to Costco and, bought a Panasonic or Vitek DECT phone. I gave one to my mom and dad. I wanted to have something nice, and we had it in our house too. But those are essentially cell towers that transmit 24/7 a day. You can't turn them off unless you unplug it. And so what we have found in my consulting work, when I measure a house for various types of radiation, people sleep better. They have fewer headaches. I just had a nurse who works for Kaiser Permanente in another state. And she's having headaches every morning when she woke up. And we found out that they had a digital cordless phone and a Wi-Fi in the bedroom. So we took the technology out, and I texted her husband about 4 days later, and I said, "How's Kim doing?" And he said, "No more headaches."
So what can we do about, we have 5 minutes left about, and of course there's so much, I knew we'd have a lot to cover. You have lots of ways that people can stay healthy, also can improve their sleep, and that also for businesses, you can save money, which I know will influence, a lot of people have a lot of electricity bills anyway. So this is really important stuff for people to find out, and it's not that hard to make some major changes, right?
No, I'm not against technology, but I like the smart use of it. So, for example, we have internet connection in our house, but we have a hard wire that goes from the box to the computer, and so there's no Wi-Fi at all. And I was talking to a very well-known neurosurgeon at the City of Hope Cancer Center in Monrovia, California, Dr. Chen. And every other day when he's not doing operations, he studies EMFs. And he said, "Kevin," he says, "in our own home in San Marino," he said, "we do not have any Wi-Fi. And we have everything connected with local area network cables," which is what I do now, "and even their smart meter." Let me just say a word about the positive side, Project Uplift. So on a commercial basis, I went into a barber shop earlier this year in the Los Angeles area, and I knew the owners because I get my hair cut there. And I said, "Look, you've got Wi-Fi, you have cell phones, you have magnetic fields coming from your razors." And I said, "This place is like a toxic sewer where you're working every day. It's bad on your heart, it's bad for your brain, it's bad for everything." And I said, "Would you allow me to help you improve the physics and the biology of this very room you're in?" And he said, "Yes." And so we came in and we used a graphene superconductor like the one I'm holding in my hand, which is amazing that it's a zero resistance scrubber of electromagnetic fields.
And people should Google graphene superconductors. I found out so much when I didn't know about graphene superconductors. They really are amazing.
It's a breakthrough what they're doing now. And we put in decoy antennas that draw away the harmful polarity from the Wi-Fi and the wireless signals. And all this technology is in this barbershop. And so when the customers come in and sit down, they're feeling relaxed. And the owner, we did before and after surveys, and the owner turned to me and he said, "Kevin, people are coming into my barbershop smiling, relaxed, happy." And he said, "Before you put the technology in, they were like uptight, restless, like, when am I going to get my hair cut? Really kind of nervous energy." And we can actually modify a room so it's literally relaxing. And we can do this for hotel rooms too.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, so I really want people to know how they can reach out to you in the week you're here or after you go back. There's ways that you can help hotels. There's ways you can help people with homes to save money, to feel better. And it's not difficult, and you can also educate them quite a bit because you have quite a knowledge and background of information. First of all, let's give them your website.
Well, the best way to see me is www.narramoreinstitute.org.
That's N-A-R-R-A-M-O-R-E, institute.org. And you can also email Kevin at Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, at narramoreinstitute.org, N-A-R-R-A-M-O-R-E, institute.org. They can also call you?
Sure. You can call or text me at 949-874-8000.
That's 949-874-8000. You have quite a, like I say, a wealth of information here that really can be interesting. People, you can be educated about what you can do to make yourself feel better and to what the options are. You have a lot of interesting reading and gadgets and things, and I love this. I want to get one of these graphene superconductor thingies. The graphene superconductor really is impressive. I'm going to walk away with wanting one of these things. So it's really very interesting what you're doing, and I really applaud the work and the studies you're doing. I think it's fantastic, and I encourage people to contact you to find out how you can make their lives a lot better and at least educate them on what they can do to protect themselves from dirty electricity and other influencing factors that happen with EMF. And I thank you so much for coming in, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Again, it's Dr. Kevin Narramore, and it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Doctor.
Likewise. Thank you, Cindy.
I really, really have enjoyed, and I've learned a lot, and I sure enjoy these graphene superconductors, which you have available that can protect us. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. Thank you. Aloha. Thank you.